WTAW News Time is 8:04, 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. College Station firefighters took care of a small apartment fire last night on the city's north side. No injuries were reported, and the cause remains undetermined from the fire off Spring Loop. College Station police responded yesterday to four vehicle burglaries, two of which were at Post Oak Mall, and three home and building burglaries. No arrests were listed in a department significant activity report. For the second time in as many months, the College Station City Council has heard recommendations about what to include in a possible bond issue this November without giving any direction. The only council member to offer any comments at their most recent meeting was Blanche Brick.
The transportation issues alone that you've gone through tonight are 60-plus million.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's what they're estimating the bond issue to be. So, obviously, we've got some problems here.
The council also heard about $2.5 million for park repairs and improvements, in addition to $60 million for streets. Those lists are on our website at WTAW.com. Next week, the council is scheduled to hear what staff wants for new and existing city facilities. 2 months ago, the Texas A&M system announced a $1 million contribution to improving traffic signal operations in College Station. An update was given on Friday about the technology that City Manager Kelly Templin says can change with the volume of vehicles.
I'm not often out on the roadways at 3 a.m., but when you come to that traffic light at 3 a.m. and there's no cross traffic, I don't want to stop. It would be nice if the cameras and what have you detected there was no cross traffic and gave you the green light.
Tim Lomax of the Texas A&M Transportation Institute says the first phase involving signals affecting traffic flow in and out of Kyle Field will be completed this fall.
We will be able to control signals from their shop. We will be able to see TV camera views from their shop and from the East Kyle Command Center and from the Transportation Services shop.
The next phase impacting Welburn Road south of the stadium will be done for the start of the 2016 A&M football season. The Brazos County Clerk's Office is issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples.
We're going to start issuing based on our legal counsel here in Brazos County. The Department of State Health Services released the new form sometime Friday evening after business hours. So when I got in this morning, it was on the website, so we're ready to go.
County Clerk Kara McQueen says there's concern from employees in her office, but she's not going to force them to issue a license if they're not comfortable because there's enough workers in her office, in her words, to get the job done. The Arts Council has announced their 2015 award honorees. Visitor Service Coordinator Rachel Hoekstra says they will be honored at the annual Celebrate the Arts event in September.
Celebrate the Arts is our big party every year where we celebrate the award winners. We give our patrons and our donors an update on what we've been up to throughout the year, what we have planned for next year.
Hoekstra says the six award recipients are recognized for their work in helping the arts thrive in the Brazos Valley. More information on Celebrate the Arts and a full list of winners is online at WTAW.com. There's no local change to regulations against fireworks inside Bryan and College Station city limits. Bryan Deputy Fire Marshal William Bouse has noticed a twist about what's being sold at fireworks stands outside the city limits.
It used to be that the only thing they sold in the fireworks stand were fireworks, but I have seen a few of those poppers and celebratory devices sold out there.
Bouse has seen no illegal fireworks sold at retailers inside the city that are offering what he calls poppers and other celebratory devices. WTAW News Time is 8:07. It's 77 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news coming up at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
If you're a business owner, Suddenlink has solutions for you, just like for your business, just like they do for your home. You want to have a faster internet connection. If you've got a DSL connection now, believe me, you have an option that is so much better. The fastest internet speed in the area now is up to 150 megs. DSL does not even come close to that. And right now, You can get 75 meg downloads and 10 meg uploads for as low as $124.95 a month. That's the high-speed internet plan from Suddenlink. Save even more when you bundle it with a phone service. And with the phone service from Suddenlink, you get to keep the number that you already have. You get to keep the equipment that you already have. And it's expandable as your business continues to grow. So if you are tired of being stifled because your internet speed is so slow, then call Chad Cowan at 595-2413. Let him provide a business solution that is perfect for your business at the right price. And again, right now, you can get download speeds, 75 megs and 10 meg upload speeds for as low as $124.95 a month. That's from Suddenlink Business. Get in touch with them. 595-2413.
Come stand with the 12th man at all Texas A&M athletic events. You make a difference for our student athletes in our venues. Tickets are available at 888-99-AGGIE or visit 12thman.com/tickets. Thanks and gig 'em. Aggie fans, Texas A&M Athletics is always just a few clicks away on your digital device. Stay connected by following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Visit 12thman.com/social media for a complete social media directory.
News Talk 1620 WTAW is 810. Let's do some weather, shall we do that? It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Peach Creek Vineyard and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines in a peaceful country setting just south of town. Go to peachcreekvineyards.com.
Some moisture moving in off the Gulf this morning. We'll have clouds, a little bit of sunshine. Watch for a shower or a thunderstorm today. High temperatures going to make their way up to about 90 or so. Tonight's skies will have tendency to be partly cloudy. Lows overnight near 75. For tomorrow, we'll get into some sunshine. It'll be a breezy day. Temperatures tomorrow probably going to be around 90. The outlook for tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy. Sunny and 90 to 95 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And fortunately, Leah's here this morning from the Humane Society. Fortunately, you can put on your headphones, and we have an abundance, an embarrassment of riches when it comes to animal stories today. So it works out perfectly. A college party in Pennsylvania turned into a real life animal house after a black bear showed up in the neighborhood. There were 911 calls, which flooded into the police station, reporting the bear in his proximity to a party near a campus at Lehigh University. The university even went so far as to put a bear update on its website until the bear was captured and removed from the area a couple of hours later. District officer of the Pennsylvania Game Commission says a tattoo on the bear's inner lip, I guess they had to sedate him to see that, indicated that he was from New Jersey. He was a Jersey bear over in Pennsylvania, noting that the bears are good swimmers, and he thinks that the bear swam across the Delaware River. Wow. To find a new home. Was he in the boat with Washington when he crossed?
Oh, no, stop it.
And just our little history. And police in Wentzville, Missouri, must not have a lot going on. On Saturday morning, two officers were stopped by a man asking for directions to Animal Talk. That's an animal medical center. Officers Anderson and Hoots, that's their names, looked in the back of the man's car and saw an alligator. Owner Ken Anderson owns Reptile World in Independence and was driving with Babe, his pet, so to speak. As much as a giant alligator can be a pet, you know what I'm saying? Not like they cuddle up on your lap to watch Netflix. After an x-ray, turns out that Babe had swallowed a heart-shaped stone. They're still deciding whether or not to operate. Meanwhile, Wentzville officers decided to help Mr. Anderson and Babe get to their destination and even took pictures of her, which they're sharing up on their Facebook pages. Actually, on a note that was not quite so pleasant, a python swallowed a porcupine. Did you see
that?
Yeah,
I saw that online.
I did not see that.
Got impaled from within. Ooh. Yeah, he didn't make it, but anyway. Yeah. All right, so strange stories from the world of animals and what's happening at the Humane Society.
You know, bears. There's bears in my mom's neck of the woods.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, like eat out of her bird feeder kind of.
Oh, really? What does she put in her bird feeder?
Just birdseed.
Oh, okay. All right. Man, so, they're not particular.
Yeah, bears. They're becoming more and more prevalent up there.
Really?
I was a little kid, I don't remember ever seeing any bears.
Well, is it disturbing their habitat?
I don't know. You know, where my mom lives, people are not moving to Western New York.
Okay. Just, yeah.
It's not happening. I don't blame them, but I left.
Yeah, there you are.
And you know, and a lot of the farmland is going back to wooded property, so maybe that has something to do, because there's no buildings going up.
I mean,
they're just falling down. Right. So
wow, and they don't have a Taco Bell there, so the bears wouldn't show up for that.
No,
just saying. All right. Anyway, so what's going on? Okay,
anyhow,
what's happening in your world?
We get a lot of different things at the shelter as well. Actually, next to dogs and cats, the animals we get the most are chickens.
Wow.
And people don't realize we do get some of those other critters.
Feral chickens? Is that what we're dealing with?
No, they're not feral.
Go back to their wild state.
Yeah, exactly.
Chickens probably are always in some. I have chickens myself, and I wouldn't call mine by any means feral or even remotely anything scared. They're, you know, walk right up to you, pick them up, you know. Oh, you're not petting me, so I'm going to sit on this stump and get closer.
Do we need a catch, neuter, and release on feral chickens, too?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Just steal their eggs.
We currently have three roosters, which are a little harder for us to place because they are, you can't have roosters with inside city limits.
Okay, all right.
You can have hens, you just can't have the
really?
Roosters. I'm sure it has something to do with
it. Too dang noisy.
Okay. All right.
All day.
All right. Oh, all day long.
Yeah,
not
roosters
just
don't just do that in the morning.
Oh, because that's what it said on my Kellogg's cornflakes box when I was growing up. You know.
No, they don't.
So all the time. Okay. So definitely, you know, a little difficult, more difficult. But we have a great group of people. We just whenever we get chickens, we holler at them and say, "Hey, you know," they come by and adopt those chickens.
Okay.
So hopefully those guys will scooch out quickly. Mm-hmm. And then you know we're wrapping up June. We are really grateful for Sterling Subaru to host our adoption event. We did 27 adoptions.
That's amazing. That's a great number.
Fantastic. Yeah. And, you know, a couple of those dogs had been with us a long time. Mm-hmm. You know, for whatever reason, great looking dogs, trained to some degree as well because they'd been with us so long. Our dog walkers had, you know, they knew sit, they knew down, they knew, you know, they were.
Well, but the price
dogs.
Was right.
So the price was right. Yeah, exactly. So we are grateful for that. And, you know, you haven't missed out. If you didn't make it out to Sterling Subaru last weekend, we're not done. We're still doing half price cats, and we're doing the 12 dogs now that are with us the longest, that their adoption fee is $12. So can't beat that. Yeah. We have quite a wide variety on dogs right now, going from your larger, you know, retriever mixes all the way down to, we actually had in foster care, they've been with us since they were 3 weeks old. Their mother is like a fox terrier type dog. And then the one puppy definitely still looks fox terrier, Jack Russell-ish. The other puppy, probably a little chihuahua in it as well, because it has that definitely little apple head going on. But cute, spayed, neutered, ready to go. So if you're in the market for something like that, check them out.
You could drive out today.
Right? You can. We've got lots of kittens that have been coming back from foster care as well. A lot of them are getting spayed and neutered tomorrow. So if there's one that's not adopted, and the colors on some of these cats are extremely unique. You know, we see tortie cats. We see what we call brown patch tabbies. You know, I have an idea in my head what's going to come in, and would you tell me that? Some of these cats, yes, that's what their colors are, but they're just so much more unique than that.
Hmm.
We had some kittens that were their color overall was a classic tabby pattern, so the circular tabby pattern, and then they were patch tabbies, so they had some red on them as well, but then huge splashes of red across their foreheads.
Oh, fun.
Just really unique cats and kittens. So if you're interested looking for something like that, come by, because we've had more variety than we've had in a long time.
Yeah,
so
good.
Lynx points, snowshoes, seal points, blue points, you name it, like I said, we've had it. So cats and kittens, half price adoptions on them right now as well. Just remember, we have 4th of July coming up next weekend.
Yep.
It's going to start probably this week. I wouldn't doubt. It's already kind of started. The fireworks are going off here and there. Keep your pets inside. Be polite. Let your neighbors know you're going to be setting off fireworks that you can help us. Please help me. I have so many dogs in the building. Those animals, you know, a lot of times those dogs get so disoriented when they get out that it takes them a little bit more to either find their way home, or they're just hiding for a very long time, or it increases their chances of getting hit by cars. So don't take your dogs to the fireworks displays.
No.
Really bad idea.
Yeah.
And we do see plenty of animals that come in. Well, I took them to the, you know, George Bush School for the fireworks display. Yeah. Well, the dog's not going, oh, look how pretty. Yeah, the dog's going, oh, my God, something's trying to kill me.
The dog doesn't see pretty.
So please do that. Get your animal microchipped ahead of time. $25. No appointment necessary. Just come by. We will be doing the discounted microchip again, but that's next week.
Okay.
So it'll be next Thursday after 4th of July. So we really would like it to see you guys come in this week. If you don't know what your animal information is, if it is microchip, call us. If you know the number, we'll look it up. If not, just bring your pet by. We'll scan it and let you know what we can find if your pet were to come into the shelter. Update the county tags as well, so that if for some reason they get away and they end up at one of the shelters, you go from a 3-day stray hold to a 10-day stray hold if your animal has a current Brazos County tag. So check out all that information on our website, aggielandhumane.org. Come and visit us in person, 5359 Leonard Road. We're open Mondays through Fridays, 11 to 6. We will be closed for 4th of July this Saturday, mm-hmm. but we will be open on Friday. I know generally most businesses are closed on Friday as well. We will be open.
Okay.
So we're just closed on Saturday, and then we'll reopen again on Monday.
That's a deal. Thank you, Leah. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
That's folks from the Humane Society here on Tuesdays, and Burl's here this morning from the Chamber of Commerce. How are you?
I'm doing well, Scott. Thank you.
What you got for us today?
We got lots of stuff. We have our annual leadership luncheon sponsored by our Leadership Brazos Alumni Association. That is Thursday from 11:30 to 1 at the Phillips Event Center. You can still get tickets on our website. $25 for individuals, $300 for a table of 8. Our keynote speaker is Red Cashin, Texas Aggie class of 53, retired referee from the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
Famously known for...
First... Go ahead. You do it.
First down.
Yeah, you are. You don't have that Texas accent, but it's okay.
Business After Hours is this month, Thursday, July 9th, which is next week. It's going to be at CC Creation. So mm-hmm. come on out, bring some cards, have some fun, bring a friend. We have a new event coming up called Founders Night. An evening of Southern Charm. It is a leadership-based event. It supports our leadership programs, leadership and founders, past, present, and future.
Ah, very good.
That is sponsored by Chrome, a salon experience, and Lone Star Trust Investments. It will be Friday, July 17th at the Aston Mansion, which is a new venue for us,
mm-hmm.
from 7:30 to 10 p.m. It is summer casual attire. There is no program. There are no speeches. It is just a fun music.
Just go on in there.
Wine and craft beer tasting, some excellent food. We got 4 or 5 different caterers that are going to show their wares. Tickets are just $50, so we're having a great time, and we're having a community scrapbook on Facebook. So we want some of your pictures.
Oh, like that.
Showing
the
founding of Brian Broadcast.
There we go.
We have our Community Impact Awards coming up. It's sponsored by the Texas A&M Office of Procurement Services. We recognize minority-owned businesses this time of year. Nominations were due last week, but we encourage all minority-owned businesses to come out and support this program, find out what we do, and next year get nominated for that award as well. And that is Tuesday, July 28th from 11:45 to 1 at the Phillips Event Center. We have a ribbon cutting coming up, Third Day Treatment Center, which is a local treatment center that helps people with substance abuse, addiction, and the goal is to provide their individuals and their families education, new tools, and vital support throughout the treatment process. So that's new to our community. Come out and find more about that. And our Platinum Member Spotlight is St. Joseph's Express. Please sign up for our insider report so you'll know what we're doing for you every day of the
year. And how do they do that?
BCSChamber.org, right-hand corner, insider report. It's free. All we need is your email address.
That's it. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yep, visit the folks from the Chamber on Tuesdays. It's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving our insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at VanDykeRankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
quality of life is important to us all. If you're juggling the demands of your life and career and looking after your elderly parents, quality of life can be a real balancing act. Carrigin asks you, has your relationship with your parents changed? Are you concerned about their nutrition? Are they socially withdrawn? Do you want to go back to being a son or daughter instead of a caregiver? If this sounds like your situation, call the local leaders in Active Senior Living. Carrigin, 731-1300.
Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. A bailout program for Greece ends today, and it's unlikely Athens will make the $1.7 billion repayment to the International Monetary Fund. The Wall Street Journal's Paul Vigna says Greece's problems run deep.
Their debt-to-GDP ratio is unacceptably high. It is going to remain unacceptably high, no matter what they do.
After skidding 350 points yesterday, the Dow Industrial Futures indicate gains of about 92 points at the open. PayPal has reversed course on a controversial new policy that would have automatically opted in its users to receive robocalls and text messages from the company. The online payments company angered customers and regulators earlier this month when it said it would begin contacting people with auto-dialed or pre-recorded calls and text messages, even if they hadn't given PayPal permission. After meeting with the FCC, PayPal relented. Crude oil slightly higher this morning, up 24 cents at $58.57 a barrel. And that's Your Money Now.
Attention business owners. We know that owning a business means getting things done right now. So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company. General Steel. We can design a building for your business quickly and save you thousands of dollars. That's right, thousands. You may think General Steel only builds large projects or that you can't afford General Steel quality. Well, check these prices. How about a 40 by 60 foot building for under $22,000? Or even a 50 by 100 for under $35,000? That's right, a 5,000 square foot building for under $35,000. And these buildings all have General Steel quality. Best of all, you can still order a building and have it delivered in time to build this year. How's that for right now? So don't delay. Call General Steel today at 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. Need more planning? No problem. General Steel can help you with that right now. Call General Steel and be in your new building this year. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you.
You know, you ask your joints to do a lot of things, from simple movements to playing sports to lifting a toddler. So it only makes sense to support those rather important joints with a trusted product like Essential Joint Care from the Activate Company. Now, whether age or overuse has led you to seek some joint relief or support, well, Essential Joint Care will work faster than anything on the market to get those joints working like they used to. Dr. Steelman's high-quality glucosamine chondroitin formula protects and revitalizes cartilage. It eases occasional joint stress and nourishes the joint matrix. Whether it's running after a soccer ball, bending over to plant some flowers, or opening a jar, Essential Joint Care works inside the joint to make the joint work for you. You can find out more about Essential Joint Care at myactivate.com. That's myactive and the number 8.com. Or you can call them toll free at 800-465-4411. That's 800-465-4411. You have to admit, folks, that even though sometimes commercial messages are a bit irritating, well, some of them are quite interesting, too. You know, sometimes I think that about half the people who watch the Super Bowl every year do so to watch the new multi-million dollar commercials and not the game itself. And you know that good advertising can make all the difference in the world to the success of a product. Now, sometimes the product itself can be its own worst enemy. Well, take the automobile, for example. In 1926, the automobile industry was facing a real crisis. Yep, sales were plummeting, and the industry was in real trouble. The reason? Well, it seems that Mr. Ford's idea was working just a little too good. Yeah, you see, he built his business based on the idea of mass production and giving people a chance to own a car at a very low price. Well, by 1926, most anyone who wanted a car had one. And since all cars looked about the same back then, that's your basic black Model A, that is, well, no one was buying a new one. That is until the marketing people at General Motors came up with the idea of changing the design of cars every year to entice people to buy new. Yeah, not because they needed a new car, but to have something new and different in their driveway that the neighbors didn't have. And believe me, the automobile business is not alone in this little scheme. No, indeed. The history of corporate America is chock full of examples of schemes to manipulate consumers into, well, not only purchasing new products, but into buying more of the same products they already use. Like, do you know why your shampoo directions say lather, rinse, repeat? Well, it's not because the shampoo is so bad that it won't get your hair clean the first time. No, it's so that you'll use more. And sure enough, we do. Umpteen comedians have made jokes on the deliberate waste of selling hot dogs in packs of 8 and buns in packages of 12. But the one that gets me just every time I think about it is the campaign in early 1960 for a company who needed to increase their product sales. Well, the product was a good one. I've used it a bunch myself. But it was the creative minds at the Jack Tinker and Partners Advertising Agency came up with the idea that saved the day. It's a little-known fact that it was an advertising campaign for television and not physical need that caused one of the biggest sales increases in Miles Laboratory histories, nearly doubling their sales. Why? Well, because for years, the recommended dose of plop, plop, fizz, fizz was one tablet, not two. Two tablets were used only to make the Alka-Seltzer fizz more in a glass of water for early television.
There's some moisture moving in off the Gulf this morning. We'll have clouds, a little bit of sunshine. Watch for a shower or a thunderstorm today. High temperatures are going to make their way up to about 90 or so. Tonight, skies left tends to be partly cloudy. Lows overnight near 75. For tomorrow, we'll get into some sunshine. It'll be a breezy day. Temperatures tomorrow probably going to be around 90. The outlook for tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy. Sunny and 90 to 95 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
If you can remember the silly Y2K hype from 15 years ago, you're seeing the same ridiculous fear-mongering playing out again today. This evening, the world's 200 or so super-accurate cesium atomic clocks will insert one full extra second into our day at precisely 1 second before midnight GMT. It's called a leap second. We do this because the Earth's rotation around its own axis and the Earth's orbit around the sun is slowing down. For a moment tonight in New York, it's going to be 7:59 and 60 seconds. 4:59:60 in L.A. Naturally, a mixed bag of doomsayers and general nutballs are predicting that computer systems globally will freeze up because they won't know how to handle that extra second. But back here in the real world, the next hour will begin and life will go on. I can say this with confidence because as the solar system slows down, the world has added a leap second 25 times since 1972. So don't buy into the fear-mongering. Just enjoy a slightly longer happy hour. And get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
What puts you at risk for identity theft? Do you bank online or go to the doctor? Banks and health insurers can be susceptible to breaches of your private information. Ever give out your social security number or date of birth? Hackers can use this information to get loans or drain your bank and retirement accounts. That's why you should do what I did. Get LifeLock Ultimate Plus Identity Theft Protection. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your social security number, bank and retirement accounts, even the equity in your home. Obviously, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor transactions at every business. But you only have one identity. Protect it with the best. LifeLock. It only takes a few minutes, and if you join right now, you'll get a special 15% discount. Just call or visit LifeLock.com and use promo code 15NOW. That's 15NOW to take advantage of an incredible 15% discount. Act now. This offer ends June 30th. Call 1-800-417-3841. 800-417-3841. 800-417-3841.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News time is 8:32. It's 79 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Dr. Michael Reese, Exceptional Restorative and Cosmetic Dentistry, voted Texas Monthly's Texas Super Dentist 11 years in a row. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The College Station City Council has been asked to consider a bond issue this November that could include $60 million of street and other transportation-related projects and $2.5 million for park repairs and improvements. A list is on our website at WTAW.com. The only council comment from last week's presentation came from Blanche Brick, who pointed out the amount for streets alone took up all that was recommended.
So, obviously, we've got some problems here.
there are a lot of transportation needs that have to be met, and they may not all be able to be met with the bond issue. Or if they are, nothing else can be.
Yes, ma'am.
So I think we all ought to be aware of that and looking at it as we're going forward.
Next week, the council is scheduled to hear what staff wants in the bond issue for new and existing city facilities. An update has been given to the use of $1 million grant Texas A&M System has gave to better coordinate traffic signals in College Station. City Manager Kelly Templin says new technology will allow instant changes at any time.
We have ice, you know, we have flooding, we have these kinds of things, and this system is going to allow us to monitor those conditions at intersections, accidents. It's just that when the reason game day gets the discussion that it does is that's when we have, you know, those fantastic demands.
Tim Lomax of the Texas A&M Transportation Institute says during the season's Aggie home football games, they'll be able to monitor video feeds of intersections around Kyle Field and control signals.
Beyond that, the contract calls for us to sort of look at how else we can spend the money beyond what the city had allocated, and that's going to be probably some signals down Welborn Road. After the game, we turn Welborn Road four lane southbound. There'll be some lights that will help move that traffic along, so we don't have to put out quite as many traffic cones and barrels.
The first step was taken last month when city crews replaced controllers to the 78 sets of traffic signals in College Station. A small apartment fire last night on the north side of College Station remains under investigation. No injuries were reported from the fire off Spring Loop. Traffic was blocked in the neighborhood during and after the fire was put out. Same-sex couples can get a marriage license in Brazos County. That's after County Clerk Karen McQueen received legal advice locally and from the state. She says there's concern from employees in her office.
But this is part of their job. I'm not going to force them to issue a license if they're not comfortable, but we do have enough employees that we will get the job done. The opinion from Ken Paxton basically says they could refuse on their religious belief, but the ladies I have in here are very dedicated, and we'll see that the license are issued.
McQueen says the state has updated the license application on her website, on their website, and until new licenses arrive, a reference on the back of the current document to the date and birth of the second male or female will be crossed out. Four more U.S. Supreme Court rulings affecting Texas were announced yesterday. Three were on 5-4 votes. Justices refused to allow the state to enforce restrictions that would force 10 abortion clinics to close. An emergency appeal was granted to allow the clinics to stay open until they decide whether to hear their appeal of a lower court ruling, which is not expected before this fall. The court upheld the use of a controversial drug in executions. The Oklahoma case was the first time two justices, Stephen Breyer and Ruth Bader Ginsburg, said the time has come for the court to debate whether the death penalty itself is constitutional. And the other split decision was against the Environmental Protection Agency's attempt to limit power plant emissions of mercury and other hazardous pollutants. Texas is among 21 states that took the EPA to court. And justices announced yesterday they will hear for a second time the case of a white woman who was denied admission to the University of Texas at Austin. Summaries of those four cases are online at WTAW.com. The College Station Police Department has a scam alert. Residents are receiving a recorded phone message from a company offering free installation of equipment for a security system that's monitored 24 hours a day by police, fire, and EMS. Officials say police and fire departments do not monitor anyone's security or alarm system. Make sure the noisemakers you set off during the upcoming July 4th holiday are legal. Bryan Deputy Fire Marshal William Bouse recently did a check inside the city limits where traditional fireworks are not allowed.
What they're selling is a party popper that, as we like to call them, they kind of are packaged and look like they might be a firework, but they don't contain the amount of powder that causes them to be in the definition.
Bouse also discovered for the first time those noisemakers are also at fireworks stands outside the city limits. Celebrate the Arts is an annual event hosted by the Arts Council to pay tribute to individuals and organizations that have made lasting local impacts in the arts. Visitor Service Coordinator Rachel Hoekstra says the event, which includes entertainment and food, will also recognize the 2015 award winners.
These award winners have been active in the arts communities for years. It's not just that they had one really good year and we decided that they needed to win.
You can see a full list of the winners and get more information on Celebrate the Arts on our website at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time, 8:38. It's 79 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Dr. Michael Reese. More news at noon. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Do you wear dentures? Imagine never having to remove them again. No messy glues and being able to eat any food you want. It's possible with implant-retained New You dentures from inventor Dr. Michael Reese. Virtually identical to real teeth, implant-retained New You dentures stay in all day, every day, and can change your life. Isn't it time you had natural-looking, fully functional teeth? Move up to implant-retained New You dentures. Learn more at drreese.com.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
8:39, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair. For over 29 years, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
There's some moisture moving in off the Gulf this morning. We'll have clouds, a little bit of sunshine. Watch for a shower or a thunderstorm today. High temperatures going to make their way up to about 90 or so. Tonight's skies will have tendency to be partly cloudy. Lows overnight near 75. For tomorrow, we'll get into some sunshine. It'll be a breezy day. Temperatures tomorrow probably going to be around 90. The outlook for tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy. Sunny and 90 to 95 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Well, now here's a kind of a little Finding Nemo story. It's kind of cool. Story circulating in Japan involves what can only be described as a miracle goldfish. Yeah, I know.
A miracle goldfish.
Because the tiny fish was tossed into an aquarium display tank 7 years ago, meant to be food for larger fish. Ended up hiding in a filtration tank and went unnoticed until recently. When the goldfish was finally discovered during a recent cleaning of the 10-foot by 16-foot filtration tank, it measured 10 inches long. And apparently was healthy and robust, despite the fact that it was pale, simply because it had been mostly living in the dark. Here's what happened. The goldfish was among many that were intended to become food for the larger fish in the tank. But this little guy figured out how to swim through a pipe measuring 1 centimeter in diameter.
Goodness.
That led to the filtration tank and thus safety. Because he was the only game in town in there. He lived on food scraps that moved through there into the tank, from the main tank into the filtration tank, was able to eat. And because no other fish...
He didn't have competition.
Right, exactly. Able to get in there. So he was the only living critter right there. And obviously, the folks in the aquarium are not used to looking for anything living in the filtration tank. They had no idea. Apparently, the goldfish, despite living in the dark, finally became too large to go unnoticed. It was discovered in late April and has become a social media star. What did they do with the fish? What did they do with the fish?
Eat it?
I don't know.
It's carp. It's
like, yeah.
Yeah. You know how to cook carp.
Okay. How's that?
Pine board?
Not at all.
No, you put it on a pine board.
That's right, yeah.
Lemon and butter.
Yeah.
350 in the oven for a half hour.
Right.
Throw the fish out, eat the board.
That's right. Yeah, you don't have carp sushi, do you?
No.
Yeah, there's no carp sushi. But you see, think about that. Now, how many of those people who work at the aquarium will have the consciousness to think about that little Nemo fish that was able to do that? Remember what? Nemo jumped out of, like, the dentist's office, right? Isn't that the way that worked?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, you
get... Well, at one point.
Yeah. You get a chance to... I mean, make a stand for yourself. And then what are they going to do? They're going to put like a cheesecloth filter over the little 1 centimeter pipe now so no fish can do that, by God. We're going to throw them in the tank. They're going to get eaten because that's what they're supposed to do. Just saying. 7-year story right there. All right, more proof that we have solved all the problems that are out there. When bugs hit the wings of oncoming planes. Excuse me. I think the wings hit the bugs, don't you? But
you don't know if they're suicidal or not.
That's right. Kamikaze bugs. They're everywhere. All right. So we'll read it the way that they read it. When bugs hit the wings of oncoming planes, they create a problem. Their blood sticks to the airplane's wings, mm-hmm. disrupting the smooth airflow over them, thus reducing the airplane's efficiency. The folks at NASA working on developing a coating that would help aircraft repel bug guts, basically. Bug guts, that's
we,
it.
We have it in Texas. It's already in use.
What is it?
It's called PAM. Yeah. You spray it on the front of your car, and when the love bugs go crazy like they did about 5 years ago, now you just wash them off.
Yep. Well, I'm just telling you. So NASA, we're still relevant, working on bug guts.
Called PAM.
Do they have an executive vice president for bug gut research?
You know they do.
After experimenting with almost 200 different formulations, researchers recently flight tested a few proposed candidates. Results show they could reduce the amount of stuck bug guts on the wings by up to 40%.
I mean, that's impressive. And I know airplanes are high-performance machines. It's not like, you know, a little bit of extra drag on your windshield.
Right, right.
But have they quantified how much additional drag?
Yes. With further optimization, they say, NASA says such coatings could allow planes to use 5% less fuel.
That's pretty significant.
It is, but how much R&D money? What's the application going to cost? How often does it have to be reapplied?
Yeah.
I mean, all of those things have to be taken into consideration because that comes off of that 5% right there.
Versus just scrubbing it down every once in a
exactly.
while.
Take them into the car wash. Use that little
plane wash.
Yeah, you use that thing that you get at the self-serve.
Or just take a quick run through a thunderstorm, you know.
Well, you could do that, but I mean, if you got that scrubber thing that you got on the back of the sponge.
You're talking about
squeegee.
Drive-through car wash that you do?
Yeah. Well, no, I'm talking about like if you go to the regular gas station, they've got that thing on a stick.
Oh, the squeegee?
Yeah. Just get a giant squeegee sponge thingy, you know, and just rub on there. Make the guts come off.
Obviously, you're not the vice president for bug removal.
No, I'm not. You're right. No, I'm not. That's true. But anyway, I got other stories from NASA. Let's see here. Conspiracy theorists around the globe say that NASA recently captured footage of real UFOs from inside the International Space Station. A video making the rounds allegedly shows unidentified flying objects leaving Earth's atmosphere. The clip reportedly captured from a live camera feed mounted inside the ISS. Seconds after the objects appeared on the screen, NASA reportedly cut the live feed. Oh my God, hit the button! Blaming it on signal loss. Some are calling the clip definitive proof of extraterrestrial craft. Whether it's proof or not, the clip has gone viral online. It's out there someplace. In the meantime, I have even more NASA news. Let's see. Oh, the Sunday explosion of the SpaceX Falcon 9
that
rocket.
Was really sad.
Yeah, it was.
Okay. Let me grab a phone here. Oh, they went away.
I mean, sad from a science perspective. There was nothing living on it.
Well, but see, now they're trying to bring out the pig for the lipstick for the pig, okay? They say it may actually help ease fears that the rocket is safe for shuttling people to the International Space Station. If you look at the video of the fireball,
and I did a few times.
I did too.
Lit up the skies over Cape Canaveral. You can see the Crew Dragon capsule falling from the sea, from the sky, intact. It's intact. It's okay. It's not busted up.
What?
Yeah. Discovery News says the Crew Dragon is designed so the crew can survive a rocket mishap. The escape system, designed in response to the Challenger and Columbia tragedies,
right,
enables the capsule to fly away from an exploding rocket and parachute safely back to Earth.
I didn't know this.
Well, there.
Thank you.
That's why you listen.
Very cool.
Yeah. Again, don't know that that's true, but it does give you a reason to, I guess, go to the videotape one more time and see if, in fact, that's the case. Mm-hmm. But that's what they say. The little Crew Dragon is there, and it did its job.
What puts you at risk for identity theft? Do you bank online or go to the doctor? Banks and health insurers can be susceptible to breaches of your private information. Ever give out your social security number or date of birth? Hackers can use it to get loans or drain accounts. That's why you need LifeLock Ultimate Plus Identity Theft Protection. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your social security number, bank and retirement accounts, even the equity in your home. Obviously, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor transactions at every business. But you only have one identity. Protect it with the best. Join LifeLock right now, and you'll get a special 15% discount. Just call or visit LifeLock.com and use promo code 15 today. That's 15 today to take advantage of an incredible 15% discount. Act now. This offer ends June 30th. Call 800-520-9106. 800-520-9106. 800-520-9106.
Haven't we been lucky this year as far as the weather is concerned? Folks at Entercon remind you, it's going to get hot again. It's actually already kind of getting hot. One thing that certainly happens, even though the overall temperature may not be as high as it's been in years past, is if that sun is pounding into a building, maybe that building is your home or your office, it does heat up the inside. And Entercon has a product that, you know, almost instantly makes a very big difference, and that is solar screens, because you can choose the amount of blockage that you want in the solar screens. You can choose different colors. They have solar screens now that have panels on the outside that make it look like individual window panes, so it's more attractive. But actually what you're looking for is some function there, too, to make sure that it does make the interior of that building, whether it's your home or your office or a storage facility, lower. Make sure it lowers the temperature in there. That can impact your energy bill in a very positive way. Folks at Entercon can help you with that. And just like everything else they do, they'll give you an estimate, then they'll leave you alone, and you make your decision. That's Entercon, 823-3639.
Do you often feel sad, anxious, or hopeless? There is someone here locally that can help. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health offers free assessments 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and accepts most insurance plans. If you're struggling with depression, you're not alone. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health can help you find answers and peace of mind. Call 979-703-8848 or visit rockprairiebh.com. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health, helping families put their lives back together, one piece at a time.
About 9 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Police in the United Arab Emirates say there is an increasing problem with car animal crashes. Okay? Critters getting out on the road, or maybe hanging out on the road. They have a plan. They have identified a location where they can gather stray animals with the help of the Animal Welfare Agency. Then what they'll do is they'll give the animals a snack, and they'll outfit them with glow-in-the-dark vests.
You're kidding.
And then they'll release them. Yeah. What could be strange about that, Kevin? I don't understand. Then police say that the animals are on the highway at night. Drivers will be able to see them thanks to the vests.
And that'll last how long?
I know. Really? Come on. And you're going to attach the vests how?
Wait a minute. We've got A&M people close enough to be able to go help the UAE.
Yeah.
Dubai
yeah.
should be, right?
Yeah.
Or no, Qatar.
Well, Qatar. Yeah, it's okay. It's in the same neighborhood. And of course, I don't know what the animals are. I mean, are they armadillos? Are they skunks? You Velcro the thing on there? I mean, what do you do?
In the UAE, it would almost have to be
camels.
That or pets.
I don't know. Yeah.
Nothing else really lives in the desert.
I don't know. Anyway, they're working on it. In Norway, a man robbed a gas station at knife point in a ninja outfit. Only got a few dollars before escaping on a bike. Upset that he hadn't gotten more, he decided to volunteer as a witness to ask for a reward for identifying the thief. Oh, God. Well, so he went to the police station and reported, "I saw a man run into the station. He had a ninja-like hood, was carrying a knife, and had a sword sticking out of the back of his trousers. As he was giving an officer his name and phone number, another customer from the station recognized the thief and pointed him out."
Of course he did.
"I was arrested in the police station because I went in to be a witness." "Why are you in here?" "No, you don't want to know." "Yeah, Gosh, I wish I had a longer version of this story. After years of waiting for the right woman, a 93-year-old bachelor in a remote part of India pronounced himself a happy man after marrying his landlady, who's 63. She was right there the whole time. He just wasn't paying attention. Again, 93 and 63 would be those numbers. Did you see the Dalai Lama spoke to the annual Glastonbury Music Festival?
No, I missed that.
Yeah, he urged the concert goers to devote their lives to embrace happiness and peace. Well, you know, if they're toked up, they already were there, right?
Pope is righteous.
Hey, he is right there, man.
Have you seen that in the New York Times thing with the Pope?
No.
They printed a picture. Somebody made a photograph of the Pope in condoms, colored condoms.
All right. We call them cosmic protectors, but go ahead.
I'm sorry, cosmic protectors. Right. I learned that yesterday.
Yeah.
So the cosmic protector picture was posted in the New York Times.
Okay.
But they wouldn't post the picture for Charlie Hebdo. And the internet exploded all over the Times.
Why you would do one and not the other.
Right. So if you're going to make fun of the pontiff, it's not okay to make fun of...
Yeah, really. No, apparently not. It's not. Hello.
Hey, good morning, guys. Y'all kind of tied everything up very neatly this morning. You were talking about the aliens earlier and the UFOs and definitive proof.
Yes.
You ever think of planet Earth just kind of like a cosmic zoo? And we never see them coming. They just go away.
They're leaving.
They're not even hanging out anymore. They're just like, hell, what's we're getting out of these people are crazy.
Exactly. That's it. They looked at that. Yeah. Well, we came down there and saw there wasn't much for us. We've already, you know, are we getting X'd off aliens lists? Is that it? Are we like to the fourth civilization has come by, had a look at us for whatever amount of time, and gone,
man, I don't think so.
Come on down, Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hillco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hillco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com. Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
About 3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Boring, mundane routines actually contribute to your overall sense of meaning in life, according to Scientific American.
I can believe that.
You know, when we change something here, when we move a program, I'll get feedback from people quite often.
Who moved my cheese?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you're supposed to be doing this when this is on the radio, and if you change something, it messes people up.
Correct.
If this isn't on when I get into the car, then I got a problem, or you guys got a problem. Anyway, yeah. Scientific American says new research has found that people who said they do pretty much the same things every day in a survey of daily routines found that life was more meaningful, even after the researchers controlled for mindfulness, positivity, and also religious belief. The results surprised researchers because it's not the way that we have historically thought about the meaning of life. We usually do. These deep, deep things that happen to be going on in there. They said it kind of just pretty pedestrian-type stuff. But the research suggests that daily habits, whether it's straightening up the clutter or the family dinner or an exercise routine, provides coherence and order to life, which lays the groundwork for larger goals.
I don't know. Yeah, stop it, Kevin. Just the other day, I found out about... I usually.